This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
You could probably even feel, so you're not going to be partying down there. And then he says, where the worm dieth not. That means you're going to want to die, and you're not going to be able to. Look at Mark chapter 9, verse 44. Mark chapter 9, verse 44. It says that where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Oh my. Jesus does not want us to go there. Then he also says it's a place of torment. I mean, if you just think about the worst thing that you're afraid of, your worst fears are going to come upon you. Look at Luke chapter 16, verse 23. Luke chapter 16, verse 23, this is in our reading. Matter of fact, if you look at 16, verse 23, 24, and 28, it all says pretty much the same thing. But let me read 23. It says, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. It is a place of torment. Matter of fact, I want to read this other one here where he says this. Look at verse 24. Yeah, let's look at 24. Luke chapter 19, verse 24. Luke chapter 16, verse 24. Listen to this. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Good Lord Almighty. He is tormented in this flame and he wants some relief, but there will be no relief given. The last thing how Jesus described hell, Matthew 25, 46. Matthew 25, 46. Jesus said this, and these shall go into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. So hell is everlasting punishment. It is the opposite of eternal life. It is eternal death. You're in the state of dying all the time and can't die. Wow. Jesus doesn't want you to go to hell. In fact, we know that because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I love John 3:16 because it is the foundation. It shows that God loved us and that he gave. Love always gives. And he gave his only begotten Son. You know, some translations say gave his only Son. Throw those away. That's really bad. Whenever he says begotten Son, that's the difference. We're talking about Jesus here. It's coming through the bloodline of the Father. That makes the difference. And it says, whosoever believeth on him. See, you simply get to heaven. You're simply saved from the wrath of God by believing in the gift that God has given us, and that is his Son, and the finished works that he did on the cross and rose from the grave. That's how you're saved. Now, I want to really quick, we got to go, I'm really running out of time. Probably should have broke this up into two messages here, but let's get it here. As we look at our reading, Luke 16, 19 to 31, I want you to read that today and dissect it and break it down. The Lord wanted me to point out a few things here. I want you to look at verse 22. Look at verse 22 in Luke chapter 16. There is no escort to hell. It says, and it came to pass. See, it's going to happen, folks. Death is going to happen. You cannot escape it. And it came to pass that the beggar died.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.